Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Our core business for the last 31 years has been industrial sewing machines for the apparel and textile industry. Of late, we have a vast network of friends throughout the industry wanting us to locate items that nobody can find, such as hand sanitizer, masks, KN95s, isolation face shields, elastic, and we start to supply these people who are sewing at home, healthcare workers and people like that, hospitals and different ones with these kind of products. You can call me at 205-485-3891. You can send me an email, robert@callyourequipment.com. You can call the office at area code 256-229-6595. You can connect with our business page, Facebook, at Call Your Equipment, Inc. We're on Instagram under Call Your Equipment. So we've got many sources that you can contact us or send us a message.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. And right now, in the long line of singers and musicians that we've had on the program here lately, I now have Paige King Johnson. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Paige.
How are you doing?
I am doing great. We were talking about the fact that I have more interviews lately than I have had in the history of The Mark White Show in the past 3 years. And it's probably been the same for you in a lot of ways.
It has been. It's been really busy, which I'm grateful for on the the interview front of everything, and I've kind of just been trying to take the time to really throw back into the creative side of, you know, this job that I get to do. And so I've been writing a whole bunch and doing interviews like this to kind of balance all that out in the middle of it. And it's definitely helped the days pass. I've been grateful for them.
If you are a singer, musician, you are usually touring and you're in places where you don't necessarily have a lot of time to sit. It's kind of like athletics, because if you've practiced, you've practiced, you've practiced. And then when it's game time, you're spending your time now, your practice is over. This has actually allowed you more practice time.
Absolutely, it has. And I've definitely, you know, I feel like everybody, no matter, you know, what they do in as a career or in life in general, we all have that list of things that we say, oh, we'll do whenever we have time and we'll get back to it. And I feel like this is our time that God's like, hey, you have time, so you need to get it done. And so I've sat down and, you know, in this time, I've been able to sit back down and relearn piano and try to pull those skills out again that I lost over 12 years ago whenever I started playing guitar. And, you know, doing little things like that, and then being able to do things around the house that, you know, you say you never have time to do, or you don't have the energy to do because you've done so much during the day. And it's just been a very different time, but I really feel like I'm trying to take this time to create new music and create new sounds that, you know, I wouldn't have thought of whenever I'm just in the normal day-to-day kind of thing. And I really do think that some good music will come out of this.
One of the things I did read on your website, you mentioned your grandfather carrying on the music after he passed away. Mm-hmm. Share with listeners about that.
Yeah, I've kind of been in music my whole life. I grew up going to church and, you know, being very involved in music there, whether it was singing in kids programs and what have you. And then I kind of got into piano lessons whenever I was younger. My older sister was in them and I wanted to be just like her. And so that was kind of my first real music lesson introduction. And then I was in piano lessons for a few years, and my grandpa really saw how much I was enjoying it, and that it wasn't, you know, just something that a little kid was in just to, you know, keep them focused and give them something to do, but that I was really enjoying it. And so when I was 10 years old, he bought me a guitar for Christmas that year, and I was absolutely over the moon excited about it. And he encouraged me to get into guitar lessons that following year. And so I got into it, and that was really the first time I'd ever learned guitar and sat down with a guitar. And those next couple of months after that, the following Easter, he got very sick and he passed away. And so I kind of took that as my sign that I really needed to give this whole guitar thing my all and kind of see where it took me. And once I really put time into it, I found that I absolutely loved it, and I fell in love with music and performing and everything, and haven't looked back. And I can only I think about him every single time I step on stage, because if it wasn't for him and his belief in me, I wouldn't be here probably.
Well, Paige, when we're first learning an instrument, it's not necessarily the most beautiful thing that could be played, but the people that love us the most will sit around and they will allow us to play for them. Were you able to do that for your grandfather?
I was, and bless his heart, there were some very wrong notes and some very slow chord changes that happened. Him and my parents and everybody in my family, they were so supportive from the beginning and really believed in me, because they wanted to see, you know, where it would take me. And yeah, I can only imagine the agony that they had to sit through trying to give this little 10-year-old girl confidence to keep going.
I picture my 6-year-old daughter, and she has a little Reba guitar.
Yeah.
She will strum on that little pink guitar, and it's the most beautiful and the most interesting music at the same time.
Yeah. Me, I'm over here, you know, probably the first songs I was learning were very simple, like hymns that I had heard at church. And so it's like, wait, Grandin, May.
But they lent you their ears and they listened and they tolerated, accepted, loved you, and you enhanced your talent because of the support that you had.
Absolutely. I 100%, I tell people all the time, I could not and would not be here today if it were not the support from my family and everybody in my hometown that really were here from the beginning and believed in me from the start.
And that's a great message for people listening right now, whether it's a sport or music ability, singing, whatever talent. Encourage those kids in what they're doing and inspire them. Encouragement establishes a foundation, whatever we tackle, whatever we want to take on, that we have the confidence to do it.
Absolutely. I could not agree more.
We're going to take a quick break, Paige, and when we come back, let's talk about one of your songs in particular, and it's called Just Like You. I love this ballad that you have come up with. We want to talk about that song when we come back.
Sounds good. Absolutely.
We're talking to Paige King Johnson. We have her on the line right now. I hope you'll stick with us for the second segment. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Southwind Barbershop is currently closed due to COVID-19, but Philip hopes when he reopens, you'll support his business.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen now.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Hey, y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Mark White right here on The Mark White Show. Great guy. If you want to make a difference in your life, trust in God and never doubt, for surely He will see you out. Make a difference in somebody's life if you can only see me now.
Forget every birthday and leave you hanging on the line, wondering if he's gonna say I love you. Ain't it just like a man to show up late to the party, expecting you'll be ready to leave on his arm soon? But ain't it just like you coming in from a long car, dirty hands wrapping around my waist? Baby, tell me what's happened since I left this morning. And ain't it just like you to be so patient, even when I'm driving you crazy, to know what I want to say before I think of things? Ain't it just like you to love a girl?
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. We're here to make a difference in the lives of others and share encouraging messages to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. Right now, I have on the line with me Paige King Johnson. She shared some of her memories in the first segment, including about her own grandfather who passed away. And I understand that completely, being raised by my own grandparents and him taking an interest and her family taking an interest in what she wanted to do and her passion. One of the things I wanted to talk about was a song in particular, Just Like You, that she wrote and sang. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Paige.
I really do hope this is uplifting people, though. I think we all need it right now.
Yes, that's the key. We want to try to encourage, and even if we're doing it from a distance and somebody out there is listening right now that needs to hear a message of encouragement, that's every single day, because every single day, Paige, people get discouraged and they get down, and sometimes it hits them when they're least expecting it, and they don't know what to do and where to turn. They just need to know that people care.
I know, and we all have them. I feel like people think, well, y'all are just always happy, and you're always doing all these fun things and everything, and you must never get down. You must never get sad. And I'm thinking, I am the most emotional person.
I think it's part of the nature, Paige. I really do. I think it's part of the creative side, and the side that gives us the energy to do it also has this part to it that takes almost everything away from you in a single moment, and you have to find it to bring it back. And I think that's the difference, is being able to bounce back and say, okay, this was the way I felt for the past 72 hours, but I'm going to move forward and get over it, and I'm going to find something else that is going to have some significance in my life.
Absolutely, because, I mean, every day's a new day, and with these very trying times, I feel like it's even more evident that, you know, we are not promised any other day, so you got to make the most of it.
Let's talk about this song, Just Like You, and what was the foundation for the song, and what you hope that listeners and viewers get from the song.
It's a love song, and I don't write many love songs. Not that I'm not in love. I have a great relationship that I am fed emotionally, you know, every single day. But I feel like as a songwriter, it's a lot easier to write about breakups and or you know, things where you have very strong, like, negative feelings. And trying to write love songs, at least for me, was something that I kind of shied away from for many years. But, you know, as I've gotten deeper into a relationship, I'm 3 years into a relationship now, and it's really kind of the only real one that I've been in. And, you know, like, figuring out what real love is. And I think the beauty in love and in a relationship, you know, whether it is a romantic relationship or whether it's friendships or family relationships, is that every, you know, there's two sides on every relationship, and each person is having to give into the other person. And the song Just Like You, it starts out in the first verse of, you know, a woman complaining. And I feel like us women, we can be so quick to complain about little things that men do that maybe we don't enjoy the most. And being very honest about that. But then in the second verse, turning around and from the woman's perspective of saying, hey, but I also know that I do these things that most definitely get on your nerves. And the chorus is that uniting thing of, but even though we show up every single day and you love me unconditionally. And I think that that's the beauty in a relationship, is that, you know, each person is showing up every single day and giving what they have to give that day to the other person and making sure that, you know, they're taken care of and that they feel loved. And I think that's a very important thing, like I said, whether it's romantic, whether it's a friendship or anything, is that, you know, you have to put your own needs and your own faults and your own, you know, desires and everything aside. And that's a big part of love, is, you know, taking care of the other person before yourself and putting what they need before yours sometimes.
Early on, the fun wears off, and you have to be there to support that person every day. It's not always easy to be there each and every day for another person. We do many times get involved in ourselves so much that we forget about the other person.
Absolutely. Because, you know, we live in a culture that is, it promotes you to be very me-centered and, you know, take care of yourself and do what feels good to you and make sure that you're, you know, taken care of. But, you know, there, I feel like we have lost a sense of what I call the motherly nature, but is, you know, in males and females, a lack of just being very selfless and putting you on the bottom of the list sometimes, not all the time. But, you know, we have to get out of our me bubble to take care of other people.
And I'll tell you, Paige, one of the things that I notice right now, and I bring it up through probably just about every interview, is watching people in times of great distress and great challenge, like this COVID period, where people are stepping up to the plate. And those are the ones that I notice and recognize are the ones who actually step out and say, I'm going to make a difference in spite of what we're in right now, and I'm going to find a way to help others.
Yeah, and it's been so heartwarming to see all these stories on the news and stuff, because, I mean, these days the news is not very uplifting. And so it's nice to be able to see stuff like that on social media and on the news and everywhere, of people who are making the most of their situation that they're in.
I love that. And I love the message that you shared with listeners today, because I do believe that it can be an encouragement to them and inspire them if they're listening and taking it in the right perspective. Of course, we can get so down that we may have to listen to it later before it hits us. But I hope that whenever that moment is for that person, that they'll take it and say, I can think outside of myself and I can find ways to make a difference, whether that's in the life of my partner or somebody outside of my home that just needs a hand.
And it's not every day. I mean, I'm not naive enough to sit here and try to make people think that I'm like that every single day. It takes time and it takes effort, and you have to put thought into doing that. And it's just something that kind of you have to work at, and it's not a normal reaction.
Paige, share with people how they can connect with you and your music.
Yeah, I have a website that is, it's just pagekingjohnson.com. And if they go on there, all of my social media is linked at the top, but I'm on Facebook and Instagram just under Paige King Johnson. And YouTube, I have some videos out there, some music videos and some behind the scenes stuff that they can look at as well. And then I have some music out on Spotify and iTunes too. So everywhere.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you joined me here on the Mark White Show today and have enjoyed talking to you.
I have too. You have no idea how much this did for my spirit just in the 10 minutes that we've been here. So thank you.
You called it 10, but it's actually been 20, Paige.
Wow. Well, time flies when you're having fun. Well, hopefully it does the same for everybody else listening, too.
I hope you enjoy all the interviews as much as you've enjoyed this one. How about that?
I appreciate it.
May your interviews always be friendly and kind.
Absolutely. That's all we hope for.
Folks, we've been talking to Paige King Johnson. Enjoyed that interview there. We appreciate Paige joining us here on the Mark White Show today and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Keep your head up. Find a way that you can make a difference. I'm here for you. If you need me, email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can reach out to me anytime. I'm always here. So if you need help, you're not alone. Know that there's somebody out there who cares, and there is hope for you. And I want you to understand that you can make a difference in your life, and we'll find a way to do that. You've been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.